Hello there, is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. James Patterson, please? Hiya darling, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. The call's in regards to the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for, you know, due to your time within the care system.
Oh yeah.
Now, the call with myself will take about 5 to 10 minutes to get everything put onto the claim system and get everything put into submission for you. Are you in a position to speak right now?
Yep.
Perfect, no problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pull up a file for you. And first of all, I'm just going to cross-reference the information that you have provided to us, just to make sure we have got that on the system correctly.
£10,000.
Right, okay. So what's the reason why you've made another application?
Well, it's times of the more mental health. It's flashbacks of the hand kind of thing.
I mean, what I'm going to do is just pop you on hold just because I'm going to speak with the solicitor. The reason for that is because I think you've been given an underpayment from redress, because that is what they will pay people out, just a quick £10,000 and call it quits, when really you should be looking in the hundreds of thousands or the 200s of thousands. Now, I am just going to see if it's something we can take on because you have already accepted a settlement. Do you want to just hold the line while I give the solicitor a call? Is that okay with you?
That's
great. Perfect, Danny. Just hold the line for me.
Yeah.
Hiya darling, I've spoken with one of the advisors and they're more than happy for me to do that for you because you've accepted a fixed claim and not an individual one. So like I said, they have just got you to accept an underfront payment there and then, just to basically kind of make you happy, when really that is nowhere near what you should be qualifying for. So we are more than happy to run the procedure for you again and get what's outstanding there for you. Is that okay with you?
Yes, thanks.
Perfect. Now, what I am going to do, Dell, is I'm just going to ask you, do you know the mobile number that we're speaking on at the moment? Is that the best mobile number for you if the line was to disconnect for any reason?
That's correct.
Perfect. No problem. And email address that we've got down here for you, Dell, as well, is also showing here as jamespatterson089@g-mail.com. Is that the best email for yourself?
Yep.
Brilliant. No problem. Could I also please ask you there, Dell, for your date of birth, please?
It's 26/7/66.
66, no problem. And could I also ask you, have you ever been known as any other names while she was within the care system, sir, at all?
No.
No problem. Let me just get on here for you. Perfect. Now, you said you've accepted a fixed claim. That's not an issue. How long ago did they pay you out for that?
It's over a year ago, I think.
Right, okay. That even may have been a civil claim as well, so I'll just get that noted. Because, what, like I say, that's what we'll do. And when even if it's not something you have claimed for before, on this call, I would have said to you, if you do get any calls from redress, don't accept any underpayment. So that's just what they have tried to do there, but in the most professional way. Because they have paid you something, you know that they're guilty for something there, you know that they've located some information, which will be great news for you before we take the second stages. Can I please ask you for your current postcode, where you're living at the moment, please, darling?
It's 88-0QW.
0QW. Is that Westwood Avenue?
That's correct.
What number door is that?
53.
Perfect.
Yep.
And what I'm going to do for you as well, sir, with the claim ongoing, what we like to take from you is a beneficiary. So what that would basically mean is, if the worst was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing, is there anybody within your family, friends, or even children over the age of 18 that you would be happy for this payment to be released to?
Yep. It's the...
Can I please...
Oops, sorry.
Sorry, can I just ask you for their name, please, darling?
It's Jamie Patterson, my son.
Jamie Patterson, perfect, no problem. Now, do you have a mobile number for him, or do you want to just keep your number on the system just for now, and you can provide that at a later date? Don't worry.
Yeah, you keep my number, sir.
No problem, that's not an issue there. And in regards to yourself, can I ask you, when you was actually placed into the care system, darling, can I ask you, how old was you when you was first placed into care?
I was 16.
No problem. And can I ask you, do you know why you were placed into care, darling? Is that not something that you're aware of?
It's not a federal. Why I was placed in jail? Well, I was placed in an adult jail.
Adult jail, like a... Yeah. So can I ask you for the name of that?
It's Balani. And
Balani.
And Longrigans.
And Longrigans. So had... a lot of stories regarding Barlinnie, and especially Long Weekend. And also, it's the same situation as yourself, where they was putting young boys in them places, and that's not something that they should have actually been doing. So I do understand automatically that is definitely neglect there. And most importantly, you've got two separate places to claim from there. You've got Barlinnie and you've got Long Weekend. So most importantly, that £10,000 is not going to touch the size of what you've actually had to deal with. So we are just going to get that changed over. The fixed payment is £10,000, you're correct, but an individually assessed payment is an average of £100,000. Now, we can't say you're going to get £100,000 back, because that would be wrong information. You could come out with £60,000, but we can tell you, you're looking a lot more than £10,000 anyway, so that's somewhere for you to start, darling. Could I also please ask you, do you know why you were taken into the care system? Oh, sorry, I call it the care system, but it's obviously a young offenders unit or, say, jail system.
Because of malicious damage.
Malicious damage.
So what could have said to me?
Damage. And can I please ask you, when you were sent there, was it just you or did you have any siblings that were sent there with you?
No, just me.
No problem. Could I also please ask you, darling, for your parents' names, just so when we do locate your files, if they was to turn around and say we've got 10 James Pattersons on the system, then we'd say, right, well, this is the name of his parents, and then that way they can't defeat it. What was mum called?
Cathy and Agnes Patterson.
And what was dad called?
Dad, I don't know, my dad.
Don't worry, not an issue. Another thing is, I'm not sure if they did provide this to you the last time that we had, that you did go through with the claim procedure. Have you ever had a copy of your files or anything like that, or is that not something that you would like to see?
I don't think I have.
Okay, well, we'd never just send it out to you out of the ordinary, because some people would like to see that information and some people wouldn't. But we locate every single one of your documents, all paperwork, we approach all the local authorities and we get everything. Because it's not just about the prisons where you were sent to, it's about the neglect from the social worker side of things as well. So we value everything properly for you. Now, we will actually have all copies of your documents submitted to us, and we will give you that option to have them back. Now, is that something that you would like, or is that something that you've not actually thought about as of yet?
I'm not actually thought about that.
That's not a problem. So you don't need to make a decision right now. We'll always have them anyway. So once you do come to be in, obviously receiving your payment, the solicitor will always ask you again there and then anyway. And if it is something you would like a copy of, we will be more than happy to send them out to you, just so you can have a read through them and have an understanding of certain things that you may be unaware of. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, anything.
Perfect. Now, also, what I am going to do, just to be on the safe side, because like I said, obviously, you know that redress will try and underpay you in any way, shape or form. And once they know that you're going for an individual assessed payment now, they may give you a call and try and trick you to accept an upfront settlement again, as they did the last time. Now, I don't want you to be confused with who you're dealing with, so I'm just going to password protect your account. If anyone calls you and you are unsure on who you're dealing with, you just ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password, just pop the phone down. And if they're anyone important, they'll call you back with the relevant information. Now, what word would be memorable to you that you'd like us to use as a password for you, darling?
It's probably Yogi Boy 1.
Was that Young Boy 1?
Yogi. Y-O-G-I-V-O-I.
Yogi Boy 1?
Yep.
Perfect, no problem. So nobody's ever going to guess that. And I will also bob you a message over on WhatsApp, so you've got all details there. If you want to track your claim at any time, you come through to me directly. And I'll send all the information there, so your password and everything will be on there, so you can always cross-reference that as well, darling. Okay?
Okay.
Sorry, go on, yeah?
See, because I've already one trial, it shouldn't take more than a year again, should it?
No. So what we have to tell you is 12 months just to be on the safe side. Now, you could get paid out in 6 weeks' time. You could get paid out in 8 weeks' time. We have to tell you 12 months just to be on the safe side, so we're doing our job and not giving any false information. Now, the way that the process works is once we've done this conversation today, I'll get your case put straight onto the system. Now, redress can have up to 14 days to respond to us with an application number. Once we get the application number, that proves to us they know that the claim's going ahead. They know that they've located something, and then we will then approach all the local authorities. Now, all that we wait for is the local authorities to provide that back to us, and then we do our job by highlighting everything. So how they've treated you, how they've made you feel, what's happened to you, how you shouldn't have been placed within them places, how you was neglected from the social side of things. The legal team will value everything. And once that's done, the payment procedure will then be released to you once the redress have agreed with that. Now, if we value your claim, say, let's say if we say... Sorry?
Sorry?
let's just say we say your value, your claim's worth £90,000 for an example, and we just turn around and say, no, we've already paid him 10, we're going to pay him another 10. Our solicitors will not accept that whatsoever. What we'll then say is, right, we're going to take you to court. Now, that'll be done without you being aware of that. The solicitors, if they offer to take redress to court, redress won't want to pay you and pay the court fees, because we will win if we take them to court. We would never offer to take them to court because we wouldn't be willing to cover the charges if not. So when we take them to court, they would have to pay court fees and pay the value of what we offer you. So really, usually they just pay out at the average amount that we value at anyway. And the legal team will not settle for anything less, because you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, again, where anything like £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. And you can also instruct under a private agreement. Now, the legal team we work for work under no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if your case is successful, the legal team will deduct 20% at the overall at the very end to cover the work they've done. So for an example, if you get 100,000, they would take 20,000 and you would come out with 80. So in the most professional way, I know it's not about the money side of things, but that's the only bit of justice we can get you. They will not settle for anything less. They will take them for every last penny that they can get from the redress screen. Number one, for you, and number two, to make sure that they're the face of the company for redress. So at this moment in time, we're one of the best companies out there. They're going to keep that going, because the payout procedure, we've got 85% of customers at the moment being paid out of what's being submitted. So that just goes to show that they wouldn't settle for anything less than what you are entitled to, and they'll go full steam ahead with that. Is that okay with you, Mr. Patterson?
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Perfect. Now, what I just need to do with you, darling, could I just ask you, you said you were placed within Barlinnie and you was also placed in Longbrig End. Now, could I ask you, where was the first place where you was taken to, darling?
It was Barlinnie.
Barlinnie, no problem. So Barlinnie, I'll just get that on here for you. And if I am correct, you said you was around 15, 16 years old, so I'm just going to work out the year for you. Possibly 1980, no problem. And if you do remember, how long was you in Barlinnie for?
I don't really remember.
Don't worry. Do not worry at all. Do you know if you was in there till you say like 18 years of age, or would you say, or should
I just
say,
I was there before 18.
You was there before, okay, no problem. And would you say you was in Barlinnie for say a year, or would you say just short of a year, a few months?
Yeah, it would be short of a year.
Just short of a year, no problem. Just so I know what kind of year to approach Longbrig End as well for their documents. Let me just get that on here for you as well. Now, what I am going to do is I'm just going to go into a brief statement. Now, I'm here to do this as you please, so do not hesitate to say, right, you're going into too much now. I don't want to give you that information. Stop there. I'm here to work with you. But can I just ask you to give me a brief understanding? When you first arrived to Barlinnie, when you arrived here, did you have any empathy or anyone explain anything to you or calm you down before you did get flung into the deep end?
We both put on the straight end.
Can I ask you, was the staff quite boisterous towards you?
Oh yeah, very, very. I was much scared of.
Now, did they actually put you into a single cell, or did they make you go into a cell with an elder inmate?
As an older inmate was in there.
Sorry to hear that. And was that inmate ever nasty to you? Did he ever pick on you or hit you in any way, shape or form?
Yep, he was really bad.
And of course you was a young boy then, with no help, no one to help me. And not only that, it's not just the physical side of things. I understand that you definitely would have been suffering with the mental side of things as well.
Well, definitely. More of the mental side now. The older I get, the worse it gets.
Which is understandable, and I definitely got that noted there for you, because it's something that will stick with you for life. And that's why, before we've even gone any further, a £10,000 payout is an insult. Not to you. Mm-hmm. Well, it is an insult to you from that. And we'll make sure that we get you that justice that you deserve, because that shouldn't have happened to you instantly from any sort of impact. You should not have been taken into that prison whatsoever. Can I ask you, when the guy in the cell would pick on you and hit you, what would he do? Would he, like, punch and kick you and things like that? Would he ever pull you out of your bed or take your, say, clothing or anything like that?
I just remember when I walked past him, he just punched me and hit me and kicked me.
And did the staff allow this to happen? Sorry.
Yep, yep.
And did the staff ever be physical towards you?
Yep, definitely.
Can I ask you here, did they ever, like, rob your food or anything like that, or deprive
you? Oh, yeah. No, okay.
And can I also ask you, darling, I do need to ask a question. You do not need to go into detail in any way, shape or form if you do not feel the need to. Was there ever any sexual assault in Barlinnie?
Yep, yep.
And can I just ask, was that from the inmate or from the staff?
The staff, I don't know.
So I can just imagine that you're in constant fear 24/7, and not as well as that you're in constant pain as well, because of course you're emotionally struggling and you're physically struggling this very badly. Is there any memories from here that you want me to get jotted down, or if you feel like you give me enough for Barlinnie, do not worry, that is enough information to have provided you. That's fine, no problem. And I am just getting on there as well, darling, for you, that I do understand that that's possibly changed your whole life forever now, the first time of you having to go there. I was then taken and placed in Long Bridge End. And can I ask you, is that where the abuse continued, darling?
Well, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you, what was the staff like in here? Was it worse in Long Bridge End, or was it worse in Barlinnie?
I think it was the same.
Kind of the same. Staff again was probably.
It was just a target, really.
Can I ask you here as well, did they again put you in a cell with another eldest inmate, inmate, or did they leave you in a cell on your own?
No, he's doubled up with an else inmate.
And was he all right with you, or was he quite picky towards you?
He was the worst.
He was the worst. We got that on here. Did they ever allow you to sleep in here, or would they say they would affect your sleeping as well, darling? Would they pick on you while she was sleeping?
Well, Kathy, yeah, definitely. It's a place to bottom of the still just on the football bench. Place it all night.
Again, can I just ask you, darling, was food always the case in here where they would deprive you of it, or they would kind of steal it from you or anything in a bullying situation?
They just take my food from me all the time.
Can I also ask you, was there any sexual assault, darling, in Long Bridge End?
carried on, yeah.
And again, was that from the inmate and the staff?
Yep.
You've obviously victimised in here, and they've taken your kindness for a weakness in some sort of aspect and kind of impacted you as much as they could. And I just want to let you know that you should be very proud of yourself to still be here, and most importantly, to still be thriving now. And like I say, this is why we go to the top end of the payment, because no money will ever, ever, ever take away what you've had to deal with in any way, shape or form. But if that's the only bit of justice that we can get back, in the most professional way I can say it, we'll rinse them for every penny that they've got to make sure that you can go move on with your life and actually enjoy something. Like I said, it's never going to take away what you've had to deal with, but now this is for you. You get something and go and enjoy yourself now. And that's why we won't settle for anything less. Can I also ask you, within these places, darling, did you stop any family visits? Did you let any of your family come to see you or anything like that, darling?
No, I didn't get one visit.
Family visit. I couldn't cry or help anyone. Can I also ask you, would they, in regards to clothing and things like that, or in the showers, would they target you in the showers?
Of course, definitely, yeah.
You need to stop getting phones.
And I'm obviously speaking to you now, I understand that you can have conversations, you're happy for him to have conversations with me, but I do understand it has impacted your whole life when I am speaking to you. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Would you say you struggle to build relationships and trust people, darling?
Oh, yeah,
it's just that.
It's like PTSD.
It
took the back down over the last 5 years.
Over the last 5 years, it has hit me again. I cannot speak, I guess, about this, but it will always be there in the back of my mind. And most importantly, this has ruined my life. Because I understand, like I said, you have moved on with your life, and like I say, people are different and come out in different ways, but of course this is something that's always going to be there in the back of your mind, and like I say, trying to move on from that has going to be, is going to be a hard situation. If you are, do you know any of the names of the inmates or the staff members that from either of the places? If you do remember, that's fine. If you don't remember, again, that's fine, don't worry.
No, I don't remember the names.
Again, don't worry. Now, like I said, these are one of the reasons why, if we did get your files, we'd always double-check that you would be happy for them to come back, just in case anything's are noted down, and it's, like I say, it's opening a can of worms for you. So we will always just double-check that before you obviously do get your entitlement, just to be on the safe side to make sure you are happy to receive that beforehand. Now, what I'm going to do for you, darling, do you have WhatsApp at all?
Yep.
Would you be able to do me a favour? I require a picture of your ID and I require a picture of your driver's licence as well. Sorry, not your driver's licence. I require a picture of an ID, which should be driver's licence, passport, provisional, bus pass, and a picture of proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to be dated to you in the last 3 months. Now, this is to prove that you are the person receiving the claim and, most importantly, you are living at the address for any chat procedures. So I am just going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. If you could just go and send that over to me while I'm getting your statement typed up for you, and I'll get your documents all over to you right away.
Yeah, okay.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to bob you a message over now so you've got somewhere to send that to, darling.
Okay.
Whilst you're doing that, I'll still be here, so if you need me, please feel free to fire away. I'm just getting your statement finalised for you to make sure I've got absolutely everything on here for you.
Okay. So I can put your WhatsApp this time?
Yes, please, darling.
Do you want to push in me, driving licence and a letter?
Driver's licence and a letter just dated in the last 3 months, please, darling.
Very okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Is it like a juvenile prison? Yeah.
Thank you for that. Brilliant. Let me just make sure the letter is fine. That's what they... They will ask you, would you be able to just turn that letter around for me and just take a picture of the letter on its own? And does it have an issue, Dave, on there, darling, showing the date that the letter was sent to you?
I've got another one in the office
there. Yeah. So, anything else? It just needs to have the date on there. It needs to be dated in the last 3 months. So anything after, really, let's just say the 1st of February.
No,
it could be any letter. It could be from anywhere.
The one here for 6th of January, if you're on the chase.
6th of January might be out of date, Dan. Is there one, have you got any more recent ones, any bills or anything like that come through?
Oh, it's pretty much older.
Sixth of January, you can just speak with my advisor. It'll go out of date in 3 days, darling, that. So they will, by the time we get a response from the address, they won't reply with because of the letter date. Have you got, do you get any bills online where you can do a screenshot of that or anything?
Well, that's why I asked you from the hospital, so have you been to hospital
yet? Yeah, hospital letter's perfectly fine.
Is it through my finger?
That wouldn't be an issue, the hospital letter. It doesn't matter where the letter's from. We just need to prove that you're at that address within the last 3 months.
I've got three to the issue. I've just done this one.
Do you have a bank statement on, do you have online banking or anything like that?
Yep.
You can download a bank statement. I mean, you can cover up your important pieces of information. That's not a problem, but a bank statement would be perfect.
Yep. I've got quite a while. Do you want to have a check of dates?
I'm the same, to be honest with you. When I've got, I get loads of junk mail free on when I need it. It's never in date. Or if you've got a council tax letter, they run for the year, I think. Do you actually have to pay council tax up in the Scotland area?
Sorry?
Do you still pay, do you pay council tax up in Scotland? Do you have to pay council tax up there?
Yeah, I think it's called something else. I just went there.
I probably is.
Yeah, I've got one here.
Thank you, perfect. And if you can just turn the picture around, we don't need your face as a proof of address. If you could just take a full picture of the full letter for me, that would be brilliant.
Yeah, that was from a couple of weeks ago. No, that's a couple of weeks ago.
That is, that is the only issue we've got there is the late that the date that that letter was sent to you in the top corner. It says that it was sent out on the 10th of the 12th, 2025. You've got your appointment date on there, which is for this year, but because the issue date was 2025, they won't let us use that. Any reason Scottish Redress can ignore us, they will.
Right, okay. Oh, isn't that basically, after all, we split online banking stuff.
Yeah, if you want to just send me a screenshot of a bank statement, that should be fine.
Yeah, but I think there's one stuck to the site, though.
Yeah, oh yeah, go and try that too. Go and look behind the doors as well.
Right. I should do it.
Any good?
Let me just double check that for you.
Issue date.
That's perfect. That's amazing. And that'll be in date because that, yeah, that's perfect. That's only a few days old. That's brilliant.
Yep.
Now, the only last thing that I need from you, darling, is the terms and conditions that I explained to you before. I just need you to sign to say that you're happy with them. You would have had a text message come through to you normal. So it won't be on WhatsApp. It'll be on your normal text. Would you see if you've received a message for me, please, darling, with a link on there?
Yep. So just
Yeah, so you click on that link and it'll take you straight to a box where it'll ask for your signature. Now, it'll never look like your signature because it never does. But the best you can, if you could give it a squiggle in the box with your finger and press the big blue button next to it that says execute documents for me, please.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure that's come back for you, darling. Brilliant, that's everything. So that is absolutely everything from me. So it should be within the next 2 weeks you'll hear a response. And it'll probably be within the next few days if I'm honest with you. It's just waiting on the response from Redress. And as soon as we've got that, I'll give you a call with your first stage of updates and get you straight over to the solicitor so he can break it down for you. Now, if there's anything you need of me, you bob me a message. And also, if there's anything else that you think, oh, I should have mentioned that to her earlier, just don't hesitate to bob me a message. I can sweep your claim for you at any time. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yes,
please. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. If I don't speak to you over the next few days, have a lovely bank holiday. And I will speak with you in the next week or two, darling. All right?
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.